is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. I've got my good friend Tom Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries. And Tom, I know we're on a tight schedule, but this situation is developing quickly. I mean, President Trump is speaking right now as we're talking, but this latest attack with the missiles, Iran called it a slap. Is that it, or do you think it's going to escalate further?
Well, you know, I think we have already been in a regional war with Iran, but they've been hiding behind proxy terrorist groups like Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip, Hezbollah in Lebanon, have been involved in Iran. They've been in controlling and influencing the government in Iraq. And so all of this came to a head when they attacked the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, and then President Trump responded, taking out Soleimani, who, I mean, there's really no gentle way to say it, Katie, but he was like Adolf Eichmann was to Hitler. So all of these pronouncements that are made by Iran were carried out by Soleimani, and many Americans died. And so this just really inflames the Middle East. And of course, now we have the usual targets, Israel, the church, America. And so we need to be vigilant because the chessboard just changed. It's like someone picked it up and threw all the pieces on the ground. This moment in history has changed everything in the Middle East.
Well, and that's really why I wanted to talk to you, because I want to know, is there any way to tell what it means for Christians, and especially areas of ministry, like for you guys in Israel? You mentioned that you had a team that's backing off now. Can you tell me more?
Well, you know, of course, you have the Shiites and the Sunnis, and the Arabs in the Middle East tend to be Sunnis, not 100%, but the Persians in Iran are Shiite, and so there's no great love lost between them. But yet, on the other hand, this has been perceived and manipulated to be an act of war against Islam itself, and that's what I think is most dangerous. And so you see them coming together, both sides, Sunnis and Shiites, that pretty much detest each other. But yet, on the other hand, during this time, this brings it all together because they're seeing this as an attack on Islam. So this is a regional war. And of course, for believers, we've got to look at this. There's the physical war on the ground, but now there's the spiritual war in the heavenlies. And that's what's happening right now. And so what's happening in the spiritual war? Iran is the fastest growing church per capita in the world. So of course the devil, of course Satan himself, wants to crush that. He wants to stop that. And then Iran has vowed to annihilate Israel. So these are two of God's programs, the church, and he's not finished with Israel. And Iran wants to crush both of them. So this is a tremendous spiritual war, has ramifications on the believers all throughout the Middle East, and of course Israel, and of course America.
And I know you've got to run, but before you go, can you share a couple of the top prayer needs just for the region, for the situation, one or two before you go?
Yes, I think first of all, I would love for us to pray for the people of Iran. If we as listeners can just separate the government from the people, we've been to Iran. Talk about gracious, loving people that don't hate America, that are held captive by a terrorist government. That's the people of Iran, and they don't want this. In fact, so much of this reaction and the crowds out demonstrating and being at the funeral, and so much of the crowds being out and demonstrating and being at the funeral, we know from insiders in Iran that they were paid to do this. Hang on a second, sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, right. So we know from insiders in Iran that these people were actually paid to do this and for to do this. Many of them were just forced, little children in kindergarten and first grade, to go out and talk about how much they loved Soleimani, and there was coaching on the emotion that the crowd had to show. The people in Iran detest their government. They cannot stand it and wish it would be removed. So let's pray for the people of Iran. Secondly, our hearts go out to Muslims that have become believers in the Middle East. That is a huge group. Iran, it's the fastest growing church per capita in the world. We need to pray for them. There will be blowback. And then thirdly, we need to pray for Israel, because whatever happens in the Middle East gets pinned on them. And because of hardline Islam, there's such a inherent hatred of Israel that Israel always pays a price.